The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Nazir has been dedicated by our good friend Haimi and Dina Dana. Hashem Yishmirem V'Hayim. V'Hatzlacha for all their children that they should be Mehunach Alpi Toratenu HaKedusha. They should grow up and they should be Zochel Torah U'Mitzvot U'L'Chupa ולמעשים טובים, ובפרט, רפואה שלמה, ומשה בן דינה, אין נא רפנה לו, בתוך שאר חולי עמו ישראל, וגם רפואה שלמה, פנינה, בת אסתר, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, אין נא רפנה לה, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתה קרבה לבוא, וכן ירסון, ונאמר אמן, וזכות, המסכת נזיר יגן באדם אמן. דף למרה. Today's daf is being studied. לענו ישמעת מורזה קניר ויוסף בן שרה. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן אמן. לענו ישמעת באברהם בן אסתר. רוח השם תניחנו בגן עדן אמן. ורפואה שלמה משה בן דינה. שרה רוחמה בת רחל ושרה בת רחל. אין רפן להם. רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף ורפואתם גרבו וכן ינסו ונאמר אמן. בגן today's daf על למדה עמוד ראשון. Starting with the top line. ולרבי אלעזר בן עזריה. Now, let us actually בחסנים ועזג. Okay, top line. Now, let us review where we're holding this sugya. We had a fantastic מחלוקת between חכמים and רבי אלעזר on what items are forbidden for a Nazir to eat. Everybody says wine. Everybody says grapes. Everybody says vinegar. That's already things that are written in the Pasuk. The question is, actually take out vinegar. Vinegar is actually Nidrash. But wine and grapes for sure is written in the Pasuk. The question is, what about shoots and leaves? Rabbi Elazar holds, yeah, even Alim and Lulavim. Leaves and shoots of the vine itself. How did he learn that? So he learned from the Pasuk using one of the principles called a mi'ut and a ribui. That means you have a specific and then a generality. And when you have a mi'ut and a ribui, it comes to include all items. Now it's got to exclude something because there was a mi'ut over there. So the mi'ut comes to exclude the woody part of the branches. But besides that, everything else is included. Okay? That's the way he's doing this. Well, the rabbis come along and say no. That same Pasuk, which is actually a classic example to the rabbis of a prat, klal, prat, which means a specific, a general, and a specific. Because the Pasuk begins with Yayin and Anavim, etc. Gif, and these are specific. And then it says Mikol Asheri Asem, anything that comes from the vine. Then it says Mahatsanim Azag, which is a prat. It talks about the seeds and the skins. So you see, you have a prat, klal, prat. What's the rule according to the rabbis in a prat, klal, klal? Prat, klal, prat. You are including items that are similar to the prat. Only items that are similar to the prat. Okay, what's the prat then? Let's narrow that down. The prat, the Gemara says, is items that are either a fruit or a psolet of a fruit. Fruit would be grape, psolet would be vinegar. What would it come to include? Things that are similar to that. The Gemara said it's coming to include immature grapes or grapes that are wormy, which would be considered like a psolet. But it's not including at all, not alin and not lulavim. Good, not the leaves and not the shoots. And the Gemara said in the quote of the rabbis, and I'll read the top line, Kederek sheparat lecha benazir maharsanim ba'adzak, which is the only reason why we have a right to be doresh this, is because it's got a prat in the beginning and it's got a prat in the end. Harsanim ba'adzak is the prat at the end, meaning if you didn't have that second prat, it would be a different rule. That's called a prat and a klal. Prat klal is more inclusive. That's why the Gemara said, you need the last prat, harsanim ba'adzak, in order to make it a prat, klal, prat, and work it the way it's working. So now the Gemara asks, "Ul Rabbi Elazar ben Azariya, de kamokim lehay meharsanim ve'azag, domar she'enu chayav ad shiyochad bet harsanim ve'zag, prata minale." Oh, now the Gemara has a question. If you remember, we learned in the Mishnah on Lamid Dalid, an interesting Chitav Rabbi Al-Azhar bin Azariah. Rabbi Al-Azhar bin Azariah held that the Pasuk, when it talked about eating the pits and the skins, it said it in a very strange way. It said, Harsanim ve'adzag. Harsanim is plural, zag is singular. So Rabbi Al-Azhar says, you know what the Pasuk is coming to tell you? That when you eat the harsanim and zag, you're not hayav until you eat two harsanim and one zag. That means, if the Nazir would eat one pit, not hayav. It's got to be harsanim, two pits, and one zag and one peel. That's his chiddush. Now, once you're learning that, so now already your prat is used. You understand? Which means to make a klal prat, klal prat, you got to have everything available for the derasha. But once already he used harsanim v'adzag for something else, how is Rabbi Al-Azhar bin Azariah going to learn? Where does he learn a case of a prat, klal prat? Which is, we know in Shas, Rabbi Al-Azhar subscribes, Rabbi Al-Azhar bin Azariah subscribed to this principle of prat, klal prat. Now we thought that Nazir is the paradigm. Nazir is the classic example of a prat, klal prat. If you don't have Nazir, then you got to have a alternate source. Now why can't the Rabbi Al-Azhar bin Azariah learn Nazir? I told you, because he learned that last prat, he used it for something already. That last prat was coming to teach me the law of two pits, one skin. So therefore, where does he learn? Where is his model of prat, klal, prat? Let's read that inside again. Top line. Ul Rabbi Al-Azhar bin Azariah. That he learns the harsanim ba'azag lomar. She'enu chayav ad shiyucha bet harsanim bezag. That he learns that you're not chayav until you eat two pits and one skin. Prata minale. Where's his prat? Which is, he's missing a prat now. So the Gemara says, Savar la kerabi el azar. The darish mi'at veriba. That's a simple answer. He don't hold this a prat, the klal a prat. He holds that this case over here is a mi'ut and a nibui, like Rabbi Al-Azhar Shita. And therefore, we don't need the last prat. And since it's a mi'ut and a nibui, the Be'azhar will say, Yahayav with shoots and Yahayav also with leaves. Which means, for some reason, we were trying to work them out like the rabbis. We don't like the rabbis. So I don't need that prat. He'll learn it with a mi'ut and a nibui, just like Rabbi Al-Azhar learned. Good. Oh, I can tell you really holds like the rabbis. How could he hold like the rabbis? Where's your final prat? Okay? Now let's speak it out. I'll speak it out so you understand how this works. Harsanim adzag is a prat, correct? The first part of the pasuk is also a prat. The first part of the pasuk said, the language of the pasuk was, right? Miyayin v'shechar yazir. Now, if the Torah was interested in giving me prats, it should have put harsanim ve'adzag in the beginning of the pasuk also. It should have said, yayin, shechar, harsanim, zag. Why did the Torah choose to put this prat separately? Unless it was trying to tell me that it must be a prat, klal, prat. Which means, you have to analyze that. Which means, there's a reason why the Torah constructed the Pasuk like it did. Also, figure it out. Therefore, he says, it's got to be a Prat, Klal, a Prat. Because otherwise, put this Prat with the first Pratim. Also, if already you're telling me it's a Prat, Klal, Prat, so how are you going to know your Chidush of two skins and one, two pits and one? So he says, hey, I can learn both. Why? Because, why did the Torah say, plural Harsanim, and one zag? The Torah should have said either harsan vezag or harsanim vezagim. From the fact that it said harsanim vezag, I got another item here. So therefore, I can learn two things. Number one, why did you put this prat alone? You could have put the prat of harsanim vezag in the prat section. You didn't do that. Once you didn't do that, you're already tipping me off that what? It's a prat, klal, prat. Okay, good. But if it's a prat, klal, prat, how do you know your item of two pits and one skin? And then I looked at the words. Beautiful, you got a prat. But why did you tell me this one plural and this one singular? It must be coming to tell you, eh? Another chidush. So therefore, I can tell you that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like the rabbis, that it is a prat, klal, prat, and they learn also the chedush of Charsanim ba'Hazag, the two and the one. Now let's read that inside. The Gemara says, Iba ayete ma'akrabbanam. Tehisa al-kadada kadama Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If you tell me that he holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that what? That it's just coming to tell me skin two and one, two pits and one. If that's the only hadush, lichteve rachmana la'im haritzerim v'adzeg beprate. Let it write these haritzerim like by the first pratim. Lemay ilchita kadve batar klal. Why did it write it separately after the klal? Shma mina lemidayne beklal uprat. Must because it's coming to teach that you want. They want us to learn it in a prat klal prat. Also, but maybe it's only coming to tell me that. How do you know your other idush of two and one? Im ken lichto, let's not the pasuk say, or shne harsanim, or shne zagim. Let it write it to conform. Either two and two, or harsan vezag, or one and one. Lemay ilketak katav rahmana meharsanim vaadzag. Why did the Torah write it two and one, harsanim vaadzag? Shema minna. Come to teach me two things. Number one, lemidrash beklad uprat. The economy, the village, and also we should be doresh be achiyokashne hasanim vezag. Come to be two hadushim, which means the fact that it put it as a separate prat that tells me to be doresh prat klal prat. If the fact that it changed this one plural, this one single, is coming to tell me that you have to have two pits and one skin. So that's the shita. So which the rabbis benefited over the Gemara benefits over here by making the Rabbi Elazar even work according to the Rabbi Sita, that it's working with a prat, klal, prat, and he can still say his chidush of the two-in-one business. Now the Gemara comes along and says, like this, V'Rabbi Elazar didarish mi'at v'riba prat uklal uprat minale. Oh, now we're going back. Rabbi Elazar learned this classic case, which we thought was a prat, klal, prat, which is, it is according to the rabbis. Rabbi Elazar did not learn like that. He learned it using the style of a mi'ut and a ribui. Different derech. Mi'ut and a ribui means what? It's a specific and then a generality, which is coming to include everything. It's only coming to minimize far-fetched items like the wood of the vine, but otherwise coming to include the alim, the leaves, the lulavim. Good. How does the Rabbi Elazar know prat klal prat? Again, as I told you, nazir was the classic example. Now you could argue with me and tell me who says he even holds of this principle. Maybe he doesn't hold. Maybe this is not on his list of the 13. So the Rosh comes along and says, we had a tradition like we know that Rabbi Elazar holds of prat klal prat, because in other places in Shas, when we bring down prat klal prat, we don't find Rabbi Elazar arguing. So it must be he does subscribe. So where is his classic example? And don't tell me nazir, because he didn't learn nazir in that way. So that's what we're doing now. How do we know that Rabbi Elazar subscribes of prat klal prat? Now what we're going to do is we're going to bring examples. So let's start bringing the examples. V'Rabbi Elazar didarish mi'at v'riba prat klal prat minale amar Rababu. So Rababu comes along and says, nafka le mehaikira. We know from the following pasuk. This pasuk is talking about over here where a person gave, let's say, his friend the items to watch. Right? Whatever the items were, when he's negligent, and now he has to swear that he didn't, wasn't negligent in the abuse of the items and things like that. Shomer, a regular classic case of a shomer. What does the pasuk say? V'chi yiten ishel re'ehu hamor o shor ose. Good. Guy gave his friend to watch, animals. These are all prats, right? Hamor, a donkey. Shor, an ox. Se is a sheep. Prat. Good. V'chol behema klal. Well, that matter, any animal. That's already a klal. Lishmor, to come and watch, hazar uparat. Lishmor comes and tells me to watch. That's another prat. It seems it's coming to say only things that can be watched. As opposed to what?
Wild bears and horses.
Okay, wild animals, I guess. Things like that are out of control. Where you cannot watch them. as opposed to exactly giving him a dangerous animal or something like that where it's uncontrollable. So Lishmor comes to tell me similar things that can only be watched. So again, let's get the klal prat. Let's get the prat klal prat. The prat was shor hamor se. Called behema or any behema. That's another klal again. And the prat is Lishmor, things that are watchable. So the Gemara says prat uklal uprat. So the Gemara says you only include things that are similar to the prat. Now, what are similar things that are similar to the prat in this case over here? Okay, so look at the Tosafot actually gives me the items in this one over here. He tells me the items that it's coming to be similar would be lerabot ke'ena prat. I'm reading you the second law, or the second wide line of Tosafot. Davash mitaltel, movables. The gufo mamon, and it has intrinsic value. That's what is an animal? It's a movable, and it also has intrinsic value. To come and to exclude ulotzi shtarot vekarkaot, it comes to exclude a star. Star is a movable item, but it doesn't have intrinsic value. A star is a contract, right? Or karkaot. Karkaot has intrinsic value, but it's not movable. Va'avadim. Okay, and avadim. Avadim are similar to karka. So therefore, you see, it's coming to include similar items to that. So therefore, that's where he learns his classic plat, cloud plat from. Good? From the case of Shomer. Right? Comes the Gemara and says, Amar... Rava Amar, Nafka le mehaikera. Rava comes along and says, you know what? I'll bring you a different pasuk where you draw from. This is in the subject of animals that you can bring as a korban ola. Okay, person wants to bring a korban ola. So Torah says, v'im min, it's already a prat, which means, and if from a certain group of animals, right? From, whatever you have the word from is already excluding, right? From, not all, from. So specific. So v'im min, that's already a prat. Hason, son is a flock. That's already klal. Kevasim ve'izim, the end of the pasuk talks about specific cases of kevas, is what, a sheep or a goat. Hazar uparat. Parat ve'chlal uprat e'atadan ela ke'ena perat. It's coming to tell me only things that are similar to the prat. Okay? Now, what is that coming to tell me exactly the examples over there? So he comes along and tells me Tosafot, Havi le prat uklal uprat. So he says v'yesh mefarshim, meaning Tosafot. Now, just to give you what this the drasha is, it's not important for us to know. We just need to know that he found one. But he says the pratam mashma the me'ute robeya v'nirba. It's coming to exclude animals that were, an avira was done to them. For example, they committed bestiality. So these animals over here are going to be forbidden to put on the mizbeh. So it's got to be similar to the prat. The prat is the animal that it's kasher and nothing, no avira was done with its goof. Okay? V'yesh b'mashu l'mote Torah b'shor v'chamor. And someone said, no, not only a bestiality, but it's coming to exclude a case where you took the animal and you breeded it with another animal, not breed it, but you tied it to another animal and had a plow. You're not allowed to plow two animals, a shor and a hamor, together. Right? So therefore, it's coming to exclude the lives. It's got to be a kasher animal that no avira was done to it. They exclude a rovaya, nirba, or things like that. Okay, very good. Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yehuda midiskarta le Rava. He says, Rava, you brought a very good proof. However, you could have brought an earlier source for the prat, klal, prat. Why? V'lilif min aden k'na. Learn it from an earlier pasuk. But what does it say? There's another pasuk, which is actually, I'll tell you the early, the other pasuk we just quoted was Vayikra Aleph Pasuk Yud. He's saying you could have went to Vayikra Aleph Pasuk Bet. Right in the beginning. But what does the pasuk say? Min. Again, the bit of Bnei Yisrael, v'batalim Adam ki yakrim mikim korban Hashem min. Okay, min already is a prat. Min is coming to exclude, right? Min, from. Min, prat. Habehema klal. Behema is a generality. Bakar veson hazar uparat. Prat uchlal uprat e atadan e la ke'en aperat. Very good. So we have one like that. Excellent. Now, what's the derasha over here? So let's look at the Rosh. I'm just reading the Rosh to get the clarity on this over here. Min prat. Demashma miksat bema velo kol bema la puke haya. Okay, now we're talking about what animals can you bring as a korban. There's behema and there's haya. What is a behema? Behema is a regular animal, and a haya is an undomesticated animal. It's a wild animal, like a deer. Okay, behema would be like a shor and things like that. Okay, now it says ve'im. Ve'im is coming to minimize, right? Mashma, only behema and not haya. Good? Then the next pasuk says what? Ve'im mina behema. When it says behema, behema is inclusive. It's coming to include not only behema, even haya. That would be a klal. And then it comes and tells me at the end of the pasuk, mina bakar beson. So look at the rosh. Bakar veson hazar uparat. Ma haprat. Meforash haya. Lo tema mai ahani hai klala. Alo marbe midi michena prat. Ela ma shekatu be perasha bakar veson. Which means, what is the prat coming to tell me? It's coming to include bakar veson. So what's the bakar veson tell me? Let's just review it outside. You have a prat. Min. That's only behema nar haya. Im min behema, behema comes to include me even haya. Then you come and tell me a minimum minatzon, which sounds like again you're minimizing only these type of items. So what's going to be the derasha that we're going to learn from it? It seems we're going to come along and tell me that it's got to be similar to the prat. What is the prat? Sfot speaks it out. Ma prat meforash lemeute haya mekorban. Right, just like the haya, I mean the prat is coming to exclude a haya, because bakar and so on is not a haya, it's behema. So too, any haya is not good for a korban. Good. So comes that would be a earlier source to get what I was saying, where the be El Hazar can learn his prat klal prat from. Right. Again, ve'im comes and tells me everything. Behema and Haya. Behema comes and tells me Dafka. No, Behema comes and tells me everything, even Behema and Haya. And then the Bakar so tells me Dafka Behema. So therefore, what is it? It's a Prat, Klal Prat. To come and tell me Dafka Ke'en a Prat. Ma Prat, which is an animal, that's Dafka Behema. So totally Behema can go on the name is Beya. Very good. So the Gemara's hold it. Amar le min hai leka le mashma' mina. If that's your source, Lava says, I didn't choose it. But that's not a good example. You know why? The imatam have amina habehema haya bichlal behema. Very good. Way we explained it. When it says the word behema, what does behema come and include? Behema is everything. Behema is it says behema, but behema means really the whole animals, even behema and haya. Now, if the word behema means everything, then the ve'im, you cannot just come and tell me it means behema nar haya. Because you got to read the pasuk. What is the pasuk saying? Ve'im in a behema. So ve'im is coming to tell me partial. Who told you to split behema ye and hana haya? No, if behema includes everything, so the partial of ve'im cannot split behema ye and haya. No, because the word behema means behema and haya. So therefore, the way you're learning it does not make any sense. Which means, again, had we learned the word... Right, which means... It is a prat. Ve'im is a prat. But to exclude haya, you can't do that. Because the word... What are you excluding? Ve'im means partial behemot. Partial behemot doesn't mean behemah, not haya. Partial behemot must be something else. But you have no right to exclude haya from the word ve'im. Because if the word behemah means everything, so what does ve'im mean? Partial behemah. Partial behemah means what? Hayam behema. Partial, whatever you want to say, but you cannot exclude hayah from the word ve'im. Right? That was Rava's contention. So the Gemara's Amar le hayah bichlal behema. So he told them, Rabbi Yehuda, diskarta answered back, Amarle, Haya Bechlal Behema. Are you going to tell me that Haya is really included in the word Behema? Ha Ketiv Bakar Veson. At the end of the Pasuk, it says Bakar Vason. From the fact that it says Bakar Vason, is that talking about a Haya? Of course not. Bakar Vason, the Prat, is for sure talking about Dafka a Behema. Right? So he says, which means like this. Once I showed you that the prat is only talking about a behema, so therefore I have to learn my klal similar to my prat, which is just like the prat is only talking about behema. So when it said behema, it's really only referring to Behema itself, which means, Behema means everything. No argument. Behema means Behema and Haya. The first Prat, it's got to be similar to the last Prat. The Ve'im and the Bakar Vason have to be similar. That's what the Yudad Diskantaz claim is. Which means like this, let's just review this last point. The Gemara challenged Rava. What did you quote me in Pasuk by Korban Ola, which is a Pasuk Yud? You could have went early in Pasuk Bet. We have another cloud, we have another Prat, cloud Prat. Oh, where do you have it? Per classic case. Ve'im, that's a Prat. Only Behema, not Haya. Minah Behema is everything. Bakar Vason is Dafka Behema. Beautiful. To tell me what? Dafka Behema is Kasher Lemizbayah. So that was the question that on Rabbah. So Rabbah comes and says, what are you talking about? That's not a Prat klal prat, because the first prat, it's not coming to exclude haya. Because you tell me behema is all inclusive, so therefore the ve'im is also including behema and haya. So therefore, it's not a prat. So that if you that's that you're wrong, because since the last prat is only behema, the first prat also must be only behema. So the ve'im is telling me what dafka behema and haya. Behema is telling me everything. Sonu Bakar is telling me only Behema. So it's a Prat, Klal, Prat. So if the Gemara leaves a question on that, you could have brought it really from this proof. I repeat one more time. Again, according to Rava, the Pasuk said Ve'im. He said that Ve'im is coming to include everything. It's coming to include what? This is what we thought. It's coming to include Behema, it's coming to Haya. I'm sorry, ve'im is actually exclusive, right? It comes to exclude. So what is excluding? Only behema, not haya. What is behema come and tell me? Everything. What is sonu bakar come and tell me again? Dafka behema. So it's a specific, a general, and a specific. Prat, klal, prat. Prat, klal, prat. Beautiful. To that, the Rava comes and says, you're wrong. Why are you wrong? Because, I'll tell you, that word behema is all inclusive, so therefore ve'im is also not including, excluding haya, because ve'im mina behema. If you tell me behema means everything, so what? Ve'im, you're minimizing behema, but you cannot take away haya because the word behema means behema and haya. So you're excluding not behaya. It's all inclusive in the word behema. So the Gemara says you're wrong. Just like the sonu bakar, the last prat excluded haya, so the first prat also was excluding haya. So therefore, you have ve'im excluding haya, Behema including, and sonu bakar excluded. So it's a classic prat, klal, uprat. Really, Rava could have used it, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Diskarta, his question remains a question on Rava. The Gemara continues on the third line. Minalan dahiu. How do we know a prat, klal, prat? How do we know that that's the way it works? That what? That it includes things that are similar to the prat. Which we're taking it for granted that that's the rule, but the Gemara wants to know the source. How do you know that a prat klal prat works with that mechanics? That it includes more things. It includes things that are similar to the prat. So the Gemara says, the Tanya Rava Braita. This is talking about using money of Ma'asir Sheni. So you're allowed to use the money of Ma'asir Sheni for different foodstuffs. So the Gemara says, Pasuk, Venatata Kesef, you'll take the money of Ma'asir Sheni. Whatever you desire. Klal, that's a klal. Babakar, ubason, ubayayin, ubashikhar. That lists some pratim, some specifics. Prat. Ubachol, asher, tish'alechan, nafshecha. Whatever you ask, that is again hazar, vikalal. So it's a klal, uprat, uklal. So the rule is going to be that you only include things that are similar to the prat. Now we should point out over here, this is not a prat klal prat. This is the reverse. This is a klal prat klal. But we see from the Gemara that they're the same, which is they both work in the same way. The Gemara is looking for, how do you know that a prat klal prat klal prat? The Gemara brings a proof from a klal prat klal. Which you see where they work the same way, the Gemara will show us one difference between them, but that's why the Gemara interchanges to bring a proof one from the other. Now, what's the prat? Ma prat meforash pri mipri. Just like the prat in this pasuk is a fruit from a fruit, because one of the things is bakar and son, those are animals. Right? Animals have offspring. The offspring is the fruit of an animal. That's a pri mipri. You have the animal, and the offspring of the animal is the pri of the pri. Vigidule karka, and they grow from the ground. Which means even the animals, they eat from the ground. So that's considered also animals in this sense are considered gidule karka. And of course, yayin grows from the ground. That is the grape. So the common denominator between the prat is what? That they are peri mipiri. It's an offspring of an animal. And also what? They grow from the ground. Or they exist from the ground. Af kol pri mipiri vigidule karka. Good. So now the Gemara continues to discuss the mechanics of a klal prat klal. Mekdi. Klal uprat uklal ke'en prata daininan. Good. So you tell me that what? It's ke'en prata. That the rule is that you go ke'en prat. The similar things to the prat is included. Klala batra mayane. What do you need the last klal for? Why couldn't you just leave it as a klal prat? What would be wrong with that? It's given us ahani le usfe kol de damele. Because it would include things that are similar. Which, because if you didn't have that, it would be a klal prat. And the rule of a klal prat is it is only the prat.
Only
that item. Which means when it says klal prat, it's that item. The prat is what it is. That's why you need the last klal to come and expand it similar and say things that are similar to the prat. Not only the prat itself. Vitu, that's another question. Prat uchlal. And furthermore, when you have a prat uchlal ufrat, so we say ke'ena prat daininan, right? We have a prat klal, prat. You say it's ke'ena prat, prata batra'a mayahani. Again, what do you need the last prat? Why can't you just leave it prat and klal? So the Gemara says ila prata batra, because without the last prat, hava amina na'asa klal mosaf ala prat. Because again, on the prat klal, it comes to include everything. So therefore, you need the last prat in order to limit it. Again, on a prat klal, it comes to include everything. So the last prat comes along and minimizes only ke'en ha-perat. Gemara zumechdi. Now the Gemara questions. Tren klale. We have tren klale uprata v'tren perate uklala ke'en perata dainina. You have two rules of you have two klals in a prat or two prats in a klal, right? And both have the same result. Ke'en perata daininan. You doresh ke'en a perat. So the Gemara says, "Mai ika bene ubene." What's the difference between them? Which means, bottom line, whether it's a klal prat klal or a prat klal prat, they both have the same result that it adds ke'en a perat. What do you need two rules for? So the Gemara says, "Ika." There is a difference. The ilu tarten klale uparta. When you have a klal prat klal, two klals and a prat. If you have a prat that's even similar in one attribute, you'll include it. Which means it's more inclusive. You'll even include things that are only similar to the prat in one way. However, two prats in a klal, which means you'll only include things that are similar in two ways to the prat. And it makes sense that a prat, klal, prat is more exclusive than a klal prat klal, which is more inclusive. Now the Gemara has another question. If you remember, we learned that there's different rules over here. We had a klal prat klal, or the other way, or we had a ribui and a mi'ut. That was a different style of learning. So the Gemara says, Mechdi prat uchlal. When you have a prat uchlal, what does that do? Na'asa klal mosaf ala prat v'etrabe kol mile. Good. When you have a prat klal, that includes everything. Umi'et v'riba, but a mi'ut and a riba, which is another style, mi'ut and a riba, ribui, name riba kol, v'trabe kol mileh, and everything is included. So then what's the difference between a mi'ut v'ribui or a prat uchlal? Basically, both of them are all inclusive. So So the Gemara says, "Mai ika ben mi'at v'riba lefrat uchlal." That's exactly the Gemara's question. Ika, there is the ilu prat uchlal. When it comes to a prat uchlal, marbinan afilu alin v'lulavin. You would include everything. You include even the alin, even leaves, even the shoots. Umi'at v'riba, but if you use a mi'utan ribui. Lulavin in, alin lo. You'll include, not everything, you'll include lulavin, the shoots, but not the leaves. Now this Gemara is very difficult to understand. Firstly, the Gemara seemingly is telling us that a mi'ut ribuy is less inclusive than a prat uchlal. Tosfot takes that to task. He says we see in other places in Shas that really a prat klal is less inclusive. For that matter, there are some that have a different girsa in this Gemara, and they change it around. But the question that we have to deal with that has to do with the pshat is what we learned earlier. Rabbi Elazar was the opinion that learned that a nazir that eats alin and lulavin is hayav. And what was his source? His source was the pasuk of Nazir that he was doresh in a mi'ut ribuy. And what was the mi'ut ribuy? That the ribuy indeed is including alin velulavin. And now the Gemara says if you learn a mi'ut ribuy, it only comes to include lulavin and not alin. How could that be? Atrabah, we would doresh it differently. Rabbi Elazar used the same style derash to include alin. That's Tosfot's question. No, Rabbi Elazar learned a mi'ut ribui to come along and teach me that it's coming to include even lulavin and alin. The nazir is hayav. The rabbis argue because the rabbis learned the pasuk in a prat klal prat. However, Rabbi Elazar was the one that learned it in a mi'ut ribui. So here the Gemara is saying it's not so. It does include alin. So Tosfot answers depends what type of alin you're talking about. Rabbi Elazar over there was talking about soft alin. Alin rakin that are somewhat edible. So on those items over there, in Echenameh, the pasuk is coming to include. However, in these type of alin, we're talking about they're hard. The alin kashin, and therefore they're really not so edible. Therefore, in Echenameh, the mi'ut ribui would not include alin kashin. But according to Rabbi Elazar, it would include alin rakin. So that is the haluk between the alin that this Gemara is talking about and the alin that the Gemara above is talking about.